This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on what time of the day it is in your part of the world. You know, like we get people in the Philippines listening to this at the daytime. Anyway, this is Walter Yerkew from 7-5 Radio. I'm headlining tonight for Scoop, who is taking another week of vacation, which is absolutely fine because I still have the pleasure of co-hosting with the one, the only, Heather McBride. How's Heather tonight?
Hi. Hey. Well, thank you for that lovely intro, Walt. It's great to be with you another week. I'm having so much fun. I'm almost trying to come up with ways for Scoop to continue his vacation.
Hey, listen, I know a few people in New York. That could be done. That could be taken care of. that could be arranged. Anyway, we are here. This is our fourth week in a row. Scoop had to check in last week to still see if he had a seat at the table. And then he decided to take another week off. So he's probably listening. I don't know. He might have gone back upstate New York to visit his folks to see if he can find that boatload of females that he tried to, that he helped out a couple of weeks ago. Who knows what a single man will do for love or lust or romance.
They'll go to great lengths, yes.
Yeah. I've gone to those great lengths, but I've outgrown that. I outgrew that quite some time ago. and he'll figure it out. He'll figure it out when he gets a little wiser. He's off for, another week, like I said. So here we are, and we are going to talk about a couple of things. I want to bring up the story of the week, which is Hunter Biden's plea deal. Of course, everybody knows that it went bust. The judge didn't agree with what was in the plea deal because the issue is if it's constitutional. Defense attorneys, I'm familiar with defense attorneys, and I'm also familiar with prosecutors, and they both like to play ping pong by themselves. And in this case, it's the defense attorney who proposed this plea deal. And I'm pretty sure that the prosecutor went along with it, knowing that the judge was not going to accept it. It is to plead to two misdemeanors, and the felony gun charge would be dropped after 2 years if Hunter stays a good boy. Now, you know, we all know Hunter Biden. The guy's been in the news for the past 15 years for one stupid thing or another. And it's Biden's son. I would stand by my son also, you know, for whatever he may have done or at some point. And I know, of course, my dad stood, next to me when I was going through my trials and tribulations. So, nobody can knock Biden for standing by his son and defending his son and not coming clean to the public with all the conversations that he had with his son. You see, now people just don't understand that. You know, well, how could he love a son like that? How could he love a son like that? Well, you know, it's a son. You know, you answered your own question. You gave the answer in your question. It's his son. So, you know, I get that part. And I think, you know, people that are familiar with the law at some, you know, decent extent will understand that also. You know, you never give up the ship. That doesn't matter who you are or what your son done. You don't give up the ship. Even Jeffrey Dahmer's father didn't give up the ship way back when. So, you know, a father's love is a father's love. Okay. Now, sooner or later, the son has to straighten out or pay for his crimes. Okay. Or both. In this case, Hunter was really looking to skate, as they say, or they used to say in the 80s, you know, when I was running loose out there in the world. He was looking to skate, you know, plead guilty to two misdemeanors, get probation, and get the gun charge dropped, you know, after 2 years of being a good boy, which they would, it wouldn't be an appeal. During the next 2 years, his defense team would make a motion to have the gun charge dropped sooner, you know, if he's good for like 4 or 5 months, you know, and then, you know, sneak that in and get rid of that, you know, inside of a year. So the judge rejected the plea because also included was a stipulation that Hunter could not be charged once he pleads guilty to these misdemeanors and, you know, the gun charge, that he would not be able to be prosecuted for past crimes. All right. Now, from what we understand, there's crimes on that laptop that have a long, long statute of limitations. And they're trying to sneak that laptop into the plea. Not in so many words, it doesn't specifically say the laptop. And they want to just eliminate all that ridiculousness that they feel it is during the election come next November. Well, the election push will start, what, in January after New Year's? And then, of course, Biden hasn't done much during the presidency, but he's going to do even less pushing for a reelection. And, of course, now the House was brought up the possibility of an impeachment, which really doesn't make a difference in this matter. It doesn't add to it or not. But Biden didn't get his plea deal because of the judge. Now, that happens often, but as often as it happens, it's really rare, you know, if you think about how many plea deals are made in each court every day across the nation. For a judge not to accept a plea deal. And of course, this case is, you know, got magnifying glasses all over it. But it's rare for a judge, even, you know, even a celebrity, it's rare for a judge to not accept a plea deal. So in this case, I believe the judge was correct and probably was looking out for Hunter because we know he can't be a good boy for 2 years. So we're going to head out to our first break and we will be back with a little bit more about Hunter and his plea deal. Yep.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right. And we are back after our short break. And I just want to hit a few points on this plea deal that that was rejected by the judge. Now, in when you make a plea deal, all the sub paragraphs, you know, mark 1, 2, 3, 4, it also says, you know, it always states that the defendant waives any challenge to it. The defendant understands the maximum penalties, which he probably doesn't. The defendant understands that if there were a trial in regards to the counts, the government would have to prove it. But and the defendant also is aware that if he does accept this plea deal, he is in fact guilty of the original charges, which is, you know, not paying taxes and tax evasion, that kind of thing. You know, the judge may be doing him a favor because we know he's not going to be a good boy for 2 years. Well, not him a favor so much as the government, because they'll probably spend a lot of money on this ridiculous knucklehead. And when you plea out, you accept the punishment. The punishment is predetermined, which in this case, you know, would be probation. But he would do time for each count if he was found guilty by a jury of his peers, plus, you know, $100,000, $200,000 in fine for each count that he's found guilty on. And we all know he can afford it. You know, all he's got to do is call up his buddy Z in China and get a couple of $100,000, maybe $500,000 to take care of this. But it's been rejected. What happens now, people ask? Well, what's going to happen now? And what happens now is that the government will do further investigation on this to see if they should pull the deal and go to trial. I mean, it's going to be sticky. All it's going to do is give Joe Biden more exposure, you know, when he makes his run for president, whether it's good exposure or bad exposure. It depends on the people that are watching it, you know, because everybody wants to be in on it. And then the gaslighting starts, and then the ridiculous rumors start. And, you know, it could get out of hand, which is something that the government, the prosecution, does not want it to do. It doesn't want to get out of hand. Neither does the judge. A defense attorney, you know, it would make his career, whether he wins or loses, because this is really a non-losing effort. He's representing the president's son. If he gets a plea, this is the greatest plea deal, you know, in presidential history for a family member, because we all know that was it Clinton's stepmother or something was in Texas in jail for murder or something. Wasn't that the case? But I may be wrong. Maybe it was his half brother. No, his half brother was in New York. Something. There was somebody, family member, in jail. But all right, let's get back to the point here. Hunter now is like having a vacation. You know, he's covered by the Secret Service. He's got all the Chinese money and the Russian money that he needs to live. He doesn't want to go to jail, and he doesn't want to spend a lot of money on defense or penalties. So he's just having a little vacation right now. It's the government that's putting the case together to present it to a judge to see if it should go to trial or a better plea deal. When that's constitutionally correct, according to the judge that turned it away. And I'll flip it over to you, Heather. What is your take on this?
So, Walt, I think you put a lot of truth out there, and you started with talking about family and standing by your family. And I would say, I think that's probably what most of our listeners are all about. I think it's the most important thing in the world. And I think that it applied when we thought that Joe was involved in Hunter's illegal activity. But I would say in the last 7 to 10 days, we're realizing that Joe is not ensnared in Hunter's illegal activity. It's the other way around. Right. Hunter is a tool for Joe's corruption. So as he stands there by his son looking honorable, there is a dark side to it, because he actually put his son in this position. His son was the tool, was the businessman he put out front while he was selling his own influence as vice president. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is, I mean, if Ivanka Trump littered on the street, could you imagine every charge they would throw her way? So it is really kind of disgusting when we think about how Hunter has really gotten pretty close to getting off. I'm so happy for this judge putting the brakes on all of this, but no other child of a president, and no Trump, would certainly be as lucky as Hunter has been so far. I would also add, I'm married to a former federal prosecutor. The feds don't do open-ended investigations. They know exactly what they're looking for. They're very good at what they do. And it's almost unheard of to downgrade felony activity to a misdemeanor, which is what this deal is looking like. And this pretrial diversion for the gun offense, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen to anyone. Anyone who's being investigated by the federal government doesn't have such luxuries. So when we talk about the Democrats doing such a good job trying to talk about being, you know, the people, you know, looking after the people, the people who are forgotten, that's not going on in the Biden family. They are certainly getting the most preferential treatment anyone's ever seen, because that's not how federal investigations go. When they pursue a federal investigation, they have way more information than they even need to proceed, because they're not going to waste their time and their resources on something that's going nowhere. So, yeah, I think, you know, you've got it right, Walt.
No, thank you. Thank you. We always say, you know, here on this radio station, this radio show, that, you know, we do our homework before we open our mouths. And if we do make a mistake, or I'm not sure, you know, I'm going to go look it up, and then we'll both know what the truth is. Same with Scoop. You know, we try to do our homework. Now, you know, I've been reading the memorandum of the plea agreement, you know, the past day or two, and, you know, it's really basic. It's a basic plea deal, and I think the judge is taken aback by it. You know, the tax thing, that's absolutely, you know, wrong. You can't let this guy skate on not paying his taxes and just, you know, in an open court of law saying, yes, Your Honor, I was guilty. I didn't pay my taxes, and yes, I chose not to, and, you know, knowing that it was a crime, and that's it. And then slap him on the wrist and send him out the door for, you know, for a dinner at Peter Luger's or something. You know, it's it's a horror show. What it would do to the to what's left of the enthusiasm of being an American will just destroy us. Not only within our borders, but you know, around the world. No wonder everybody wants to come here and commit crimes, because, you know, if you go away, first of all, it's like a vacation. Second of all, if you get caught, you know, they're going to let you go anyway. So, and this case, if it went through as such, it would be a precedent in the law books. And from here on out, anyone who did the same thing that Hunter is guilty of, because he was ready to take this plea deal, which means, you know, he was, you know, guilty, or didn't want to go to jail, one or the other, but it was guilty. What was his name? Al Capone did about 11 years, you know, in four different penitentiaries, including Alcatraz, for tax evasion. So they didn't let him get away with it, but they're going to let this guy get away with it. So it's going to be a precedent if it happens. Thank goodness, like you said, you know, the judge really sat back in the chair and said, this isn't going to happen, you know, not in my court. And it's a good thing, because no judge wants to be looked at other judges on an appeal. All right, we're coming to our second break. And when we come back, Heather is going to talk about something that's important to her. We'll be right back after these words.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmish. In his first rally since the superseding indictment in the classified documents case, former President Trump addressed supporters Saturday night.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it actually a great badge of honor. I do.
Speaking in Erie, Pennsylvania, Trump added that he thinks Special Counsel Jack Smith will, quote, probably bring another indictment, along with the DA in Atlanta. Justice Samuel Alito says Congress has no authority to regulate the Supreme Court. The conservative justice told the Wall Street Journal there's no provision in the Constitution that gives Congress the ability to impose a code of ethics on the high court. Police are searching for at least two people in connection to a shooting Friday night in Seattle. Two victims are listed in critical condition. The motive for the shooting remains unclear. If you're planning on traveling abroad, better plan on getting your passport early.
The backlog of American passports continues to increase, with the State Department receiving an astounding 430,000 passport applications each week. The surge has left staff overwhelmed and travelers in a state of panic. Currently, the average turnaround time to receive a passport in the mail is about 13 weeks. Last year, the U.S. issued more than 22 million passports as Americans resumed traveling after the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm John Schaefer.
SpaceX completed a twofer from the Space Coast Friday night. A Falcon Heavy lifted off 23 hours after a Falcon 9 went skyward. The successful return of two of the Falcon Heavy's three boosters set off sonic booms. Ford is recalling nearly 900,000 F-150s in the USA. The recall covers 2021 through 2023 F-150 trucks with a single exhaust system. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right. And we are back here at 7-5 Radio on the Liberty Radio News Network. This is Walter. I'm here with Heather. We just finished talking about Hunter and his plea deal, and I don't want people to forget, but, you know, there's still that laptop out there that is going to be needed to be scrutinized a little deeper, and that'll happen at some point. I'm sure of it. For this segment, at least, maybe it might go longer, because I'm interested in this kind of stuff that Heather is about to bring up. And one of the many hats that Heather has worn in the past, you know, I come to find out she's also volunteering in a legal aspect. It's called C-19 Files. And I read up a little bit on it when she mentioned it today. And it's quite interesting. So, Heather, why don't you tell us a little more about it, please?
Well, first of all, thanks, Walt, for the opportunity to talk about this. It's I'm talking about it in the early phases. We're really kind of in the getting organized stage. There is a website you can check out, c19files.org. And the mission of this organization is to become a resource of valid, verified COVID-19 studies, right? I mean, this pertains to almost anything related to COVID. If someone's debating you over the effectiveness of masks, wouldn't it be nice to have one-stop shopping, a place to go to say, listen, here's what this study shows, that masks really aren't all that effective. So when you're accusing me of not being safe, and of course, this all sounds like ancient history, but I think a lot of us realize it could come back at any time under a different guise, or maybe back as COVID. I just saw an article today that COVID's coming back. We have to be aware of this. But the website doesn't just stop at studies. It's also trying to really be a resource for attorneys who are representing people who lost their job over COVID mandates. It's something that affects not only individuals, but large scale. I did a lot of work in New York when I was Andrew Giuliani's press secretary, and had the privilege of meeting teachers, firefighters, police officers, all of whom lost their job over COVID vaccine mandates. And when you're talking about a larger group that's, you know, that can be represented together by a lawyer, maybe you don't worry about them so much. You think maybe that lawsuit will move its way through and they'll get their back pay and they'll get rehired. But what about the person at a private company who just lost their job over a COVID mandate? You never heard about them. There's not too many of them at one particular place. Well, a website like this, which can assist lawyers in a lawsuit and enable them to gather the information they need and look at precedent and look at FOIA requests, all in one place. Well, that is really something. And I will say this is near and dear to my heart. When the vaccines rolled out, I quite honestly had like a misunderstanding, and I assumed they were for people who were immunocompromised or older. And so I just assumed they weren't for me. And then I kind of just decided to wait when I didn't really understand what they were about. And then the next thing I knew, I was a big jerk because I didn't have one yet. And that kind of piqued my curiosity, like to be just misunderstanding and not really aware of that I was supposed to get it. And the next thing I knew, I was an irresponsible grandma killer. And then, you know, then it rolled out for kids. And the next thing I knew, you know, I had to be weird around friends and neighbors about my children's vaccination status, and picked up pretty quickly that I would be a jerk because I didn't run and get them vaccinated. And I still say we're still waiting for that good information to come out, that it's a really good thing to get. And So I've met a lot of people involved with C19files.org. There are a lot of really smart, insightful people who are looking to create this ultimate authority on real life studies of COVID. So I encourage anyone to just check it out if you're curious. It's all information right now. And if you're looking to donate, you can absolutely do that. But even just check it out, see what it's all about. Because I think if we don't understand COVID, I think we're doomed to repeat it. And I think most people agree that it would be nice to have a grip on what actually happened over the last 3 years, because I think a lot of what was presented to us was done in such a hysterical way that a lot of people are still sorting it out, even now where COVID seems like it's in our rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had come down with the COVID in February of 22, and it came on, boy, it knocked me on my butt. I'm telling you, I don't remember the month of February in 2022. My lady friend, she took me to the hospital here in Tennessee. I don't remember going. I remember a little bit about being there, but, you know, not much. And my son, you know, met us at the hospital, according to her and my son. And I just don't remember seeing him at all. He, you know, he said he talked to me for a little bit. I was knocked for a loop. So, you know, the flu is real, just like, you know, the other flu, you know, the regular flu that you normally get a flu shot every year for the past 30 years. You know, it was real. But it's the vaccination, the mandatory vaccinate. Once somebody says you have to do this, you know, I'm not one to be ordered to do, you know, anything. You know, I'll not always just second guess to their face, but in something like this, no. And of course, I was retired at the time already, and so there wasn't any boss telling me that I had to. And, you know, you think about it. If your boss says to you or says to their employees that, it was COVID, you know, you want to continue to work here, you have to get the vaccination. Well, what makes this person so damn smart, you know, except to follow, you know, the leader, you know, over the cliff? What makes him or her so smart that this is going to prevent any kind of outbreak within his or her walls of their business? But nobody could tell you what the validity of it was. You know, you saw Kamala Chameleon, you know, sit down and, you know, she probably wanted to take a shirt off, but they only rolled up a sleeve to give her the shot. And you saw the needle go in and you saw them push something in, but hell, I don't know if that was the alleged COVID vaccine or not. Do you? You know, the same thing with Creepy the same thing with Creepy Joe. You know, of course, we didn't want to see him pull off his shirt, but, you know, he was said to have gotten the thing also. And, you know, they showed the needle going in his arm, you know. But, you know, I don't know what they're shooting in there. They'd be shooting saline in there for all I know. You see, it didn't hurt, you know, it didn't hurt. You know, Mario Cuomo, not Mario Cuomo, rest his soul, Andrew Cuomo. When he got his nasal cavity massaged by the Q-tips, I'm not in any pain. It didn't hurt. It was okay. A little bit of discomfort. And, and then his brother made fun of him with that big giant Q-tip. Well, you know, the both of them got that big giant Q-tip shoved up where the sun don't shine. It just goes to show you how reliable they were. And of course Chris Cuomo had to have the virus, you know, right off the bat out there on the butt end of Long Island. There he is working out and riding his bicycle. So let me tell you something. I had the real COVID. I was in bed for a month and a half. So if he had the COVID like I did and he did all that, he's a better man than me. But I doubt it. So, you know, getting back to this research, your volunteer for the C-19 files, Does it just cover the COVID, or does it cover, you know, anything else that the public may need interest in?
They're limiting their research right now to COVID. It's exhaustive, though. So there are, we're forming right now into different departments involving outreach to lawyers, enabling them to save them time. We want this website to make it easy for them to do what they do, so they're not spending all their time gathering information from a bazillion different sources. It's all on one website, and it's also available to the public. So you can win every COVID debate as well just by looking at it.
Okay, we're going to talk more. We're coming to our third and final break, and we'll be back with me and Heather right after these words. This is 7-5 Radio.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we're back, and we're talking to Heather McBride about her volunteering and her involvement with this C-19 files that help people out. Find out more about COVID, trying to get their jobs back because they refuse to take, a vaccination of unknown origin. Along those lines, I see it as a big help. I do. And when something new like this appears, where it's mandated that you got to wear masks, which I thought was the most ridiculous thing in the world. I have COPD. Sometimes it's hard for me to breathe, and I'm breathing in my own, carbon monoxide. And, it made me feel worse than not wearing a mask. So I would just kind of like put my hand over, my hand over my face. And, you'd go into my local doctor's office with, in order to enter this building, you have to wear a mask. I put my shirt up over my nose or something, cover my mouth, cover my face with, my hand or something, because the mask was just too constricting. Anyway, and as far as getting a vaccination, my doctor didn't recommend it. recommend my vaccination for me, because, you know, she probably knew I would have cursed her out. But, you know, but she brought it up, you know, because she's a doctor, you know, that's what she does. And, you know, ask your doctor, like I did you get it? You know, the simple question, did you get it? And of course she got it, because she was in a place where it was mandated. Anyway, so I guess she knew more about it than I did. Who knows? But now she's retired, and I miss her a lot. Good doctor she was. Anyway, like I said, if it's mandated by my boss, what makes this guy so smart that he knows what he's talking about? Because he's only getting the same information that I hear on television. There's, I don't have anybody in the WHO telling me that this is the only thing, the only way to go. I didn't have anybody. Nobody had anything like that. We had Anthony Fauci, you know, on CNN every day, I believe Donald Trump would say that it wasn't a mistake to bring him on board. What was a mistake was to give him too much room on the leash. I believe that was, and I saw that soon after he introduced Fauci and Dr. Birx, first of all, he called him Tony, you know, like everybody's friends, and it should have been more professional. That's one thing I say about Mr. Trump. He needs to keep it professional, you know, when he's standing at the podium. And he was out there every day talking at, you know, noon my time. But Fauci, and if you listen to Fauci's little speeches when he was talking about this COVID, you know, 3 years ago, and you watch them one right after the other, you know, like people binge watch a Netflix show. They say the same thing over and over and over every week, only they don't remember the past 7 days. Fauci said the same thing over and over and over. And he just got worse. And then he bought himself a nice pair of Italian shoes, was on the cover of a magazine. Then he was invited to St. Louis to throw out the first pitch, no mask, sat in the stands, no mask, and he's sitting there with three or four people. I don't know if anybody else remembers that.
I remember that photo.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you know, then there were pictures of him out in public with no mask, and then he's on the podium telling you to wear a mask. Then you got all the politicians, you know, follow Dr. Fauci's, you know, recommendations. You know, he's the guy that they called in, you know, when the AIDS epidemic hit in the early 80s. And he was so good at the AIDS epidemic, you know, millions of people lost their lives because they weren't informed. It was too late by the time they got informed, and they already knew what the troubles were. You know, it was changed by, you know, fluids, as we all know. The way things are, when somebody comes up to you and says, you got to take this, I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. To me, doing that would be like going to the local drug dealer on the street corner and buying his dope and sticking it in your arm without knowing what the hell you're sticking in your arm. Same thing. That's how I believe. And if I'm not going to do that, go ahead.
Yes. Well, you believe in personal choice just like I do, Walt. I think if we all had the same kind of conversations that you were comfortable enough to have with your doctor, everybody could have made a decision that worked for them. Instead of this coercion, it never ended up being a decision that was best for each individual. Now, this is aside from the fact that the numbers are not very good for the vaccines, if you even want to call them vaccines. The numbers aren't good. Obviously, they didn't protect people from getting sick. They didn't protect people from spreading. They didn't protect people from having bad symptoms. And the adverse reactions are kind of racking up. Of course, every time someone has a heart attack or a blood clot, it's not possible to say whether it was attributed to a vaccine or a booster. Mm-hmm. But I would say that there's enough bad reactions. If you go on VAERS, which is, you know, the National Vaccine Adverse Events Reaction Tracking System, which Harvard, which I would call, you know, some people would call a semi-reliable source, estimated is about 10% of the actual numbers. theirs has a lot of bad reactions to the COVID vaccines documented. And FYI, they've pulled other vaccines when there was just a fraction of those bad reactions. So COVID somehow breaks all the rules in every category where they can just keep pushing it, keep advertising it, keep recommending it, keep telling people that they're reckless when they don't take it. And I think all you and I want is personal choice. It's okay if people want to take it. I'm not seeing any evidence that makes it seem like the best idea in the world. I don't care if you take it, but I don't think you should be keeping me from restaurants or jobs or anything else for deciding not to take it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they're sitting around the table, 10 people at a table at a fancy restaurant in L.A., and none of them's wearing a mask right after they do a public service announcement about having to wear a mask and, social distancing and all that crap.
It doesn't land very well.
Yeah, no. And that's why, a lot of people resist. It's not why I resisted. I resisted from day one. I was the one that said, look, see, that's who I was. That didn't influence me, one way or the other. If anything, it influenced me that, they're bigger, jackasses than I thought they were to begin with. And the people that, really listen to them. There's people that, get leery when they hear things, and I understand it. That's when you should step back and find out more on your own than to listen to some talking face on the television and or on social media. Yes, I believe in self-awareness. I believe in freedom of your choices. And if that's what you want to do, go ahead. But don't tell me that I'm bad because I'm not. Just like you just said a bit ago. Now you're a bad mom and you're a bad grandmother because you're bringing your kids into danger. No, you can't send your kids to school. They have to stay home and do virtual learning on a computer. I just didn't the other thing was about this COVID thing. And a loss of life in any degree doesn't sit right with me, if it can be prevented. But I don't think COVID could have been prevented for the people that passed from it. And they said in the beginning that, somebody dies, from, like you said, like a heart attack or a brain aneurysm or liver cancer, they're going to attribute it to COVID. And all that did was bump up all the numbers. I remember freaking King Cuomo, every day, 830 people died yesterday from COVID. The next day, 763 people died from COVID. That's a bunch of baloney because, there's 17 million people in the state of New York, and on average, 600 to 700 people a day pass away anyway in the state of New York, And then to try to send the catastrophic height of COVID home, they had dead bodies in refrigerated trucks outside the morgue, which is ridiculous. Like I said, if that many people die anyway before COVID, and now there's 50 a day more, why do these bodies have to stay in a refrigerated truck outside a morgue? I think that was a bunch because that went nowhere. That was in the news for a couple of days. And then, like me, a lot of people thought it was a bunch of malarkey. And that story went away because we just called them out on it. It was just so, they had to make everything sound so dramatic. And, what do you call them? People that build bomb shelters and store food in them. Like the world is going to end, but they're going to be safe.
The doomsday preppers?
Yeah, the doomsday preppers. They had the doomsday preppers going absolutely ballistic. They're buying all the toilet paper off the shelves. Everybody wants to know where the toilet paper went. Well, all the doomsday preppers were getting it. It's probably still down in their bunkers and their safe houses and safe rooms, with all the food and everything, but what was still on the shelves was Afro Sheen. No, nobody thought about taking Afro Sheen off the shelves. Well, on that note, which I'll probably get a few emails on, because I wasn't able to finish my pun, maybe I'll finish it next week. For Heather McBride and the rest of the crew on 7.5 Radio and Liberty News Network, this is Walter Yerkew. We'll catch up with you next week. And maybe Skip will still be on vacation. We can have another great show. Have a good night. Hug your loved ones.
Bye.
This is James Edwards for 7.5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.